Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Family of Faith, a Faith Bible Church podcast about God's design for the family, with your host and pastor of Family Ministries, Paul Funchess.
Hey, thanks for joining us. This is the Family of Faith podcast. I wanted to say at the beginning, I'm sorry that my voice sounds the way it does. I have a little bit of a cold. Today, we have as a guest, my favorite guest of all time, my lovely and wonderful and cute wife, Christy Funchess.
Hello.
So she's joining us today because our topic is one that she has had a lot of practice with and something she's had to get good at. And the topic today, something I think is really important for our people and for the families here of faith. How do wives encourage their husbands spiritually when he's not going to be doing well all the time? And we know that sinfulness makes it very easy for a wife to want to usurp leadership. So how do we how do wives rightly encourage their husbands spiritually without usurping or without discouraging their husbands spiritually? And like I said, my wife has had a lot of practice at how, you know, encouraging me spiritually when I'm a slacker and a chump. So, honey, what would be the motivation for a wife to encourage their husband spiritually?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, I would say what it's not. So when you're wanting to encourage your husband spiritually, it's not so you can have a more peaceful life or a happier home or have everything go your way. It's not to get him to help more with the kids because, you know, if he's doing right spiritually, he'll be just what you need him to be. It's not so that you guys can be more involved at the church. You know, maybe there's things that you want to be doing and you're like, if he would just get his act together, you know, we could do more stuff or be involved in things. It's not so you can, you know, make better decisions as a family. I think that all goes back to just basically wanting your life to be better, easier, more how you want it.
So off what you're about to say, what's wrong with all those motivations? All those motivations sound really good, you know, being involved in church more or having a happy home and marriage and, you know, whatever it might be. What's wrong with all those motivations?
Well, I feel like, again, they're not bad things to want, but if that's your motivation for encouraging your husband spiritually, I would say there's probably a little bit of trying to grab authority there or trying to have things go your direction. For you, you know, I kind of think I know what direction we need to be heading, and if he was doing better spiritually, of course he would think the same thing as I do, and we would.
Yeah, yeah. I think that what you're saying, you know, all those motivations, and you just said this, but all of those motivations are good desires. Mm-hmm. They're not wrong desires,
right?
But they're desires that a lot of times are placed in a place that they don't belong.
Sure.
And they become. Self-satisfying, mm-hmm. or self-glorifying, mm-hmm. I would just say self-centered. A lot of times, you know, we have motivations that are really good, mm-hmm. But they're good in their proper place.
Right.
You know, when we've said, well, my husband needs to do this so that we can do this as a family, you've now taken that desire and you put it in a place where, you know, I won't be satisfied or content, mm-hmm. or I won't be what I should be spiritually or what we should be spiritually until he does his part.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Or and really you're just looking for self-satisfaction or self-fulfillment.
Yeah, and it can be a very hard thing because you think that you want these things for the right reason.
Right.
And subtle. You really have to humble yourself. I know I've had to do that a lot. Why am I wanting this to look that way? And when I get down to the heart of it, it really doesn't have to do with the glory of Christ. It has to do with my thinking. I want my life to be how I want it. So that is humbling. But
so why am I wanting this? That's a really important question.
So do you want to go to the positive? What would be the motivation?
Yeah. So those are the negative. What shouldn't be the motivation? Now, what?
So I would say the motivation for wanting to encourage your husband in his spiritual walk primarily is for him to honor God as God, to be thankful to him. You need to see your husband primarily as someone who is made in the image of God and whose chief purpose is to glorify God, to enjoy him. You are heirs together of the grace of life. I think 1 Peter talks about that. He's talking to men, but women were sharing in that. You want him to take part in that. You want to be a partner with him, of him growing in Christ and him glorifying God. So that in itself is going to put a positive spin and kind of remove you from the picture. I'm really wanting this because I care about the glory of Christ and I want him to as well. The bottom line I would say is encouraging your husband spiritually is entirely for the purpose of Christ being glorified in and through your husband's life.
Yeah. So you've removed, if I summarize that, you've removed yourself really from the equation. It's not about you. Mm-hmm. It's about Christ. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to display itself, or that's going to manifest itself in how you respond. Mm-hmm. If it really is about the glory of Christ, then him not meeting your expectations isn't going to frustrate you or anger you or irritate you.
Right.
It's going to sadden you. Right?
Yes.
It's okay to be sad about the fact that your husband's not, but that your sadness is coming from this desire to see him glorify Christ. Mm-hmm. So when we respond in anger or frustration, that's a clear indication.
Red flag.
Yeah, that our heart is not being motivated by the right things.
Right.
And it's not about Christ's glory. Mm-hmm. It's about us getting what we think we need in order to achieve some goal or have something satisfied.
Right.
So that's really, really important.
Yeah. Can you get to the place where you're broken over your husband's, it might be his sin or just his lack of spiritual leadership, not because of the effect it has on you and your family, of course, that might be true, but because you love the glory of Christ so much and you want to see his name lifted up.
So let's talk about practical. How can I encourage my husband spiritually?
Okay.
What you got?
The first thing, I feel like this is a part of every conversation, but it has to be because we all still struggle with it, is to not compare your husband to other men that you see. You know, you don't see everything that happens in everyone else's life and home.
Yeah.
You don't want to negatively, I wish he does that with his family. I wish he would do that with us. That's just not helpful.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a guy, but I'm pretty sure no guy would want to hear that.
Right.
And positively, you don't want to be like, at least you're not like that guy, and convince yourself, I have a great husband because he's not. No. I would say the second thing is try to understand or at least appreciate the weight of your husband's responsibility. Know that you probably can't do that because you're not a man and you don't. You can't comprehend fully what he's going through as he tries to walk with Christ on his own and then have all these other people who, whether he's doing a good job or not, especially someone here at Faith, they know what the expectation is. They know that they should be leading their wife and children. And maybe they think about that more than you think they do.
Right.
You want to at least try to have some appreciation for that, that you'll never know what it feels like to have that weight on your shoulders and that he needs support in that and encouragement. He doesn't need a critic someone constantly telling him he's not doing good enough.
Right. I think, I would just add to that in that It goes both ways for both roles. I can't understand what it's like to be a mom and what it's like to be a wife. I just can't understand that. I don't have any ability to know the weight or responsibility. So we don't want to act like that the man is the only one that has a weight or a responsibility on them. It goes both ways.
Sure.
It's just about staying in your role
Right.
And appreciating what you're really not going to be able to understand because you're not in those shoes and you just can't be.
Yeah. If you catch yourself thinking, well, if I was the one in that place, I would do it like this.
this is how you should do it.
Probably not the best heart attitude.
Right.
You need to have a real joy in Christ on your own. As you're thinking about encouraging your husband spiritually, if Christ is not enough to satisfy you, then why are you hoping that your husband would be satisfied and grow in Christ?
Right.
He doesn't need, you know, someone who's constantly, you know, worried or concerned. I mean, just by the fact that you are being supported and filled up with Christ will be a great encouragement to him. Maybe sometimes it'll be a challenge or a conviction, but you need to be walking with Christ and be trusting that he is enough for you.
Yeah, it's good.
I think you also need to have a hope in God. I think of holy women who hoped in God, that even if life does not look how you want it to or how you think it should currently, that God is sovereign over that. Mm. And that doesn't necessarily need to shake your world. Mm. Very few people have picture perfect relationships or walks with God. And again, God is sovereign over that. He is still working. Mm. And having a hope in that is a great encouragement to your husband, that ultimately you're not going to rise or fall because of him.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. Marriage many times is put forth as this ultimate earthly relationship. In other words, you know, it is the source of fulfillment and satisfaction. You just need to be married. That's a message sometimes that is unintentionally, but it is preached to singles and to those who are not married. You know, this idea that somehow marriage is going to be this ultimately fulfilling thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not. It's just not meant to be. And it's a temporary relationship. It's a temporal thing. And any temporal thing cannot satisfy or cannot complete.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you cannot be satisfied in Christ, whether you're in a good marriage or not,
mm-hmm.
or whether your husband leads you spiritually or not,
mm-hmm.
if you cannot be satisfied in Christ or content in him
mm-hmm.
alone, then you will not be content in Christ, satisfied in Christ, even if your husband did lead you.
Exactly. I have to use scripture thoughtfully, not as a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, your husband needs the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a part in speaking that into his life and pointing him to the word.
Mm-hmm.
I have this silly picture in my head of like, writing on your mirror, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. That's probably not the best idea.
But you have sent me text and you have sent me Bible verses and you've prayed for me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Like a practical, I think I used to write verses on a 3x5 card and leave them in your pants.
Yeah. Leave them in my pants pocket. No, but, seriously, in my pants pocket, I'd get to work or wherever I was and I'd reach in and there'd be this 3x5 card in there with a scripture verse on it. And there were many times that was really convicting. And then most of the time, it was just super encouraging. And,
right.
I can't tell you how many times I, you know, teared up and just thought, man, my wife loves me.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, but you want, again, the verses that you use, you want them to be pointing him to Christ
right.
and pointing him to his sufficiency, not like, here, this is what you should be doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good, I get what you're saying.
So just use those thoughtfully. I think you can fill your home with scripture and with music, just making it an atmosphere that gospel truth is being heard, being seen. I think your home needs to be a safe place for him spiritually, not, you know, this is a place where my wife wants everything to run this way and where we all have to be perfect and we all have to act like we have our spiritual lives together.
So what would you do? Like when, okay, so I come home and you've got the music playing and I found the scripture verse in my pocket And I go into the restroom, and there's a scripture passage on the mirror. You know,
that may be overkill if it's all at the same time.
So you know, you've given us some good thoughts. So what, you know, I come in and I'm just not doing well spiritually. And I hear the music. I'm like, can we turn that off? It's just, I'm tired of noise. You know, can you turn that off? And don't do the scripture thing. That just irritates me. Don't do that. I get it. You know, I need to be, so there's that reaction that could be pretty negative.
Sure.
I'm not saying it, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever done that.
I've never done that, but you know, that's where some people live. You're trying to set an atmosphere,
right?
And the husband just doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. What do you do as a wife whenever there's a negative response?
You just love him. Turn the music off. Pray. Be loving.
Right.
To him.
Right.
Listen. You know, obviously, that's not a time to. Here, let me tell you what you're doing wrong. If you would just do this, you would be happier.
Right.
He needs you, again, to be a safe place for him spiritually, to love him, to show him Christ. In that moment, you're not acting towards him as his wife. You're trying to act towards him as Christ.
Yeah. I think it's really important to tie it back to the motivations again.
Yes.
You know, if you're motivated by the wrong things, you're going to respond in anger, frustration.
Yeah.
You're going to be defensive.
Sure.
And that just shows that your motivations are not right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you might be placing hope in him responding the right way, or contentment in him responding the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So it just manifests, or it shows where your heart really needs to be attached to the right things.
Sure.
And one of the things that I really struggle with is discouragement and being really down for a long time. You know, there'll be days where I'll just be discouraged and I won't see my value. I won't see my, you know, whatever. I'm just putting my worth in the wrong things. And, you know, I think there's been times where early on in our marriage, you know, you would try to confront that, or you would try to really fix that.
You should be happy. Yeah.
You know, here's why what you're doing is really bad. You know,
right.
And I knew that, you know, I didn't need to hear that.
Yes.
I needed encouragement. Mm-hmm. I needed a wife to come and just tell me how much she loved me.
Make you a sandwich.
To make me a sandwich. you know, and truthfully, to just sit down next to me and love me. And then, you know, when I would begin to figure it out, or to get my feet back underneath me spiritually, those are the opportunities you have to really talk with your husband.
Sure.
And communicate with him, mm-hmm. you know, desires. Because if he's in a bad frame of mind spiritually,
mm-hmm.
you communicating what you want for him at those point in times is just not going to be very helpful. It's going to go poorly.
Digging, yeah.
It's going to go poorly.
I think this is really after what you were just talking about. You know, your husband's not always going to be doing well. And you may be discouraged by that. You may be hurt. But always try to maintain respect and grace when you speak about your husband in front of your children.
I think that's really super important. Yeah.
And it should go without saying, but of course with other people as well.
Right.
You know, no husband wants to wonder or even hear his wife talk about how she wishes he would do things differently in front of the kids. When you pray for him, I mean, we still do this in the morning, you know, if we're praying for you over breakfast. We're just praying that, you know, Daddy would grow in his love for the Lord, and that God would give him wisdom and joy and all those things are still maintaining your respect for him in front of your kids. When your husband does make efforts at leading spiritually, encourage those. Don't criticize them.
Yeah.
He needs you to cheer him on and to be thankful.
Any efforts a win, you know?
Yeah, exactly. A few years ago, you started reading Paul David Tripp's New Morning Mercies with us.
Yeah, I think this story is a story of failure.
No. And I don't think so. So you would start reading it with us in January. And it was really wonderful. Like sometimes we did it at breakfast, or we would take it with us on a Saturday if we were going out somewhere and just read it together as a family. At some point, it tapered off, and I don't think any of us really noticed it. You know, most things in life are like that. So I can easily see how you would look back on that as, yeah. Oh, it's a failure. We never finished it. But in my eyes, it was wonderful, and it's a really sweet memory, and I know that God used it to grow us together as a yeah. family. So yeah. for however long it lasts, it's something to be thankful for. And I look, and I want you to know, you know, hey, that was great. We don't look at that as
that it something that, the
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's not yeah. really fair. I think that you can help to identify God's grace and growth in your husband's life. He might not see that. He might be looking at where he fails and where he's discouraged, and he might be comparing himself to other people who yeah. he thinks do so much better.
Yeah.
You need to help him see how he is growing.
Yeah.
I like to, if I read something or listen to a sermon and something reminds me, oh, Paul does that. That reminds me of him, to actually tell him that, to say, hey, I was reading this and this just reminded me of you. You do such a good job with us in this particular area. That'll be encouraging to him.
It's super encouraging.
He's
yeah.
not going to come up with that stuff on yeah. his own. And what value is it for you to just think it? You want to share that with yeah. him. And then just know that there's probably spiritually things going on with your husband that he might not talk to you about. Again, feeling the weight, feeling the responsibility. There's probably times that he prays or reads that mm. you don't necessarily know about. I think it's important to, when you hear a sermon or have a question or read something from your Bible, to go to your husband with those questions, yeah. even if you just get a grunt in response.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether he reacts or not, for him to know that you are taking
yeah.
your questions to him at
right.
first.
Yeah.
I think will help to encourage him that you want to know what he thinks.
Right.
The last thing I think is to be content with waiting. Mm. Your desires, even if they are good ones and the appropriate ones for the glory of Christ, your desires for yeah. your husband spiritually are probably not going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
None of us are where we want to be.
Right.
All of us are in process. And things that I was praying, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, now I can see the answers to those prayers.
Right.
But it was a long time right. in the making. And all of that was God's wisdom
yeah.
and his timing working in me and in you.
Yeah.
And just to be confident in God's timing and his
right.
wisdom. He is the one ultimately who will be responsible for
right.
your husband spiritually, who's shepherding him.
Yeah, as you say that, you know, I think about Scripture and what we see in Scripture, the sweetest displays of faith and the greatest growth for someone in their faith happens in times of waiting.
Mm.
You know, waiting is a huge theme in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God calls his people to wait
mm-hmm.
and hope in him, mm-hmm. which means not immediate fulfillment
right.
of what he has said or promised.
Right.
That's what he's doing.
Right.
He's growing his people. He is testing their faith
mm-hmm.
through long, long seasons
mm-hmm.
of waiting.
Right.
Well, thanks, babe, for coming in and teaching us a little bit how to I encourage husbands spiritually and do so without discouraging them or usurping their authority and in their position that God's given them, their role that God's given them. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
So, thanks.
Thanks for listening to Family of Faith. Feel free to share. We only ask that you do not alter the content in any way and that you do not charge for it. Visit us at fbchurch.org for more resources, articles, and information about our ministries. Submit your questions for this podcast at fbchurch.org/podcast or email them to info@fbchurch.org. This podcast is a production of Family Ministries at Faith Bible Church in Spokane, Washington. Join us for services at 8:30 or 10:30 Sunday mornings. We're located at 600 West Cora Avenue between Division and Monroe, just south of the Garland Business District.